It's been almost a year since I've been able to catch up with this woman. You've turned lemons into lemonade. Sarah McLeod from the Super Jesus. How are you?
Hey, Sarah. I'm good, darling. How are you?
I'm great. I tell you what, hasn't life changed since we last spoke in March last year? I'm great. Geez, hasn't life changed since we last caught up? Because that was just as you'd had to can all the gigs that you had planned all over Australia. And then you decided to start doing performances from your lounge room, which I'm going to say you got to before many other artists did.
I did. You know, that was the greatest thing that I ever did, because then I started a Patreon site after that performance and got a whole bunch of subscribers who have allowed me to survive through COVID. It's the best thing I ever did. I didn't really realize what a magic decision it was. I didn't really know what I was doing. I literally had heard about it the day before. I did like very little research, started a site, sort of said, I'll do all this stuff, and opened it up and pretty much got people I have now. I pretty much got them straight away, and we've just cultivated it and morphed it together over the last year into the wolf pack that it is now. Now it's great. I had no idea what I was doing, but now I know. It's good.
That's great. And now you can actually gig again.
And now I can actually go out and gig again. Yeah. And it's such a good feeling. It's really boring playing to no one. You really realize that we need the people. Like playing at home to no one, rehearsing to no one, it is so boring. It's like suddenly you feel like a really crap musician.
Yeah.
You need the people. You need the energy. We do it together.
Totally. Yeah. And, you know, you feed off the crowd and they give to you and you give back.
Yeah, exactly. Like, you know, even the tennis needs the people. We all need the people.
Oh, yeah. I worked at the tennis, getting to do player interviews. When we went into the lockdown, they were saying how weird it was for them to play without having that energy of the stadium.
Oh, I can imagine. Like, it's a similar sort of thing. Because it's all mental too, you know, like you've got to be in the right zone and you've got to feel like you're doing a job, but you're also performing, you know, and there's no point performing if no one's watching. I mean, you know, it's one hand clapping in the woods. I can't hear anything.
Well, you're currently where I wish I could be right now, because I do a bit of stand-up, but I can't get to the Adelaide Fringe this year, so I'll have to park that for next year.
I heard a lot of people had to pull out. They said heaps of people had to pull out. I was lucky to get in here. I got in by the hair of my chinny chin chin, because I'd been in Melbourne and I left the day before they decided you weren't allowed to come from Melbourne anymore. So I was very lucky to be here. I'm doing this great show, actually. It's called The 27 Club, and it's like all the music of rock stars who died at the age of 27. And I'm singing it with Janis Joplin. And Kev from Jebediah is doing all the Nirvana. So it's a really fun show.
Oh, my gosh. That is amazing.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm screaming at the top of my lungs. I'm singing like blues like I've never sung before. It's cool. I've realized I've got a different voice that I didn't know I had. I'm discovering new ways of singing because I'm sort of, you know, learning from the master, which I never bothered to do before.
Can you bring that show to Melbourne, please?
I'd really like to. We keep saying this is such a good show. It should tour.
You bookmark that and see if you can talk to someone who can bring it here. Thank you.
Yeah. Well, so it goes for a week, and then the minute it finishes, I'm going on my own solo national tour the following weekend for a month. So I'm just nonstop now. I've gone from doing nothing to touring nonstop again. Bam.
Flat stick. That's great.
Yeah. I know. Cool. Bring it on.
And I believe that there's some good news on the way from the Super Jesus.
There is. Yes. We've got all sorts of things cooking that I'm not supposed to divulge yet, but we're doing something very exciting later on the year that we've been working on for some time.
Okay. That's enough for me to know. You can. It's a little carrot that you can dangle for us.
Yeah. Yeah. I'll tell you about it later.
Amazing. Well, have fun with all those shows at Adelaide Fringe and then your own solo stuff. And I look forward to when you can give me the scoop as to what the Super Jesus are up to.
Yes, I will. You'll be the first to know.
Thank
now
you
that you
very
have
much.
My number.